这次的短宣之旅，实在是满了主的同在和主的恩典。
On the short mission trip was full of God's grace and blessing.
哎，特别在这里感谢弟兄姊妹的带导和扶持。
And I'd like to thank you for your intercession and support.
有一天晚上在大理，我们聚会地点呢是在一个弟兄他开的一个旅馆里面。
One night when we were meeting at 大理, our meeting location was at a hotel owned by the brother.
那天晚上课已经上完了。
But that night when all our classes were over,
我发现他在大厅有一台钢琴。
And we noticed there was a piano at the lobby.
后来这些年轻人呢就围着钢琴，然后我的大女儿就在那里弹琴，就唱诗歌。
Well, the young people gathered together, and my first daughter started playing piano. They started singing.
他们就是这样子来，很简单的，也没有预备好的，就这样子来敬拜神。
It was just a impromptu and then worship.
然后神的同在就那么的浓厚。
And God's presence is so real.
一个一个孩子，他们跪在主的面前。
And the children start kneeling on the floor.
他们彼此认罪，彼此代求。
And they confess things to each other and pray for each other.
刚刚大家也看到一点点，在那个大厅的里面，就看见说圣灵可以这么强的在那里运行。
You saw a little bit that the Holy Spirit was able to move freely in that lobby.
那时候有一些来参加的青少年，他们还没有信主。
And some youth that came to the came to the conference was not believer yet.
他们也还听不懂到底他们唱的这些英文诗歌是什么内容。
But they could not understand the local youth could not understand English.
但是好些他们被主摸着了。
And many were touched by the Lord.
他一个一个也跪在旁边。
They also knelt down.
我们实在感谢主在那里做何等奇妙的工作。
Praise the Lord for His wonderful work there.
有一个晚上在丽江。
One night at 丽江。
当我们发现说来参加的这些年轻人、孩子们，有好多是从破碎的家庭里面走出来的。
We discovered many youth who came to the meetings were from broken families.
很多他们有很深的创伤。
And they have a lot of wounds.
就难怪他们成为很多问题的孩子。
我
那天当最后聚到最后，有姊妹们起来代表他们的父母向着孩子们来认罪。请求他们的饶恕。这些孩子们，当他们原初你看见他们那个样子，
you see the children,
他们外表好像是蛮刚强的。
Outwardly they may seem to be very strong and stubborn.
有些差不多二十岁左右的孩子，他们到了一个地方，他们要找地方去唱歌，到 KTV， 他们也喝酒，也抽烟的。
Somewhere in their early twenties, and then they will go to KTV, and then they will drink.
但是当他们真正的被主的爱所摸着，
But then when they were touched by God's love,
孩子们那个哭的一团，就是那个从他们的深处愿意饶恕的时候，他们自己破碎的心灵也得着了医治。
And they just broke into tears, but they were willing to forgive, their wounds were also healed.
我记得我问一个差不多二十岁的，那么大个子比我还高的一个男生啊，当我为他祷告的时候。
I pray for a young man who's 20 years old and very tall. You cannot believe he just broke into tears and cried in my bosom like a little baby. You could feel that he has a lot of wounds.
But
just in that moment,
I believe God heard him and healed his wounds. I believe
that that moment the Lord heard his cry and his prayers and entered into him and healed his wounds.
我们一起在那里经历神的恩典，我们里面真是充满了感谢。
As we together experience God's grace, our hearts will full of thanksgiving.
好，现在这里和弟兄姊妹一起分享，讲到亲爱众圣徒这一课，说到彼此包容饶恕。
This morning, I'd like to share with you this message: love unto all saints, bearing with and forgiving one another.
我们一起来读哥罗西书第三章第十三节。
Let's read Colossians chapter 3 verse 13 together.
哥罗西书三章十三节，我把中文
一起来读。
倘若这人与那人有嫌隙，总要彼此包容，彼此饶恕。主怎样饶恕了你们，你们也要怎样饶恕人。他说这人与那人有嫌隙，要彼此包容，彼此饶恕。上面我们看见主说，主怎么样饶恕了你们，你们也要怎样饶恕人。
Verse says, bearing with one another, forgiving one another. If anyone has any complaint against one another, even as Christ forgave you, so you must also do so. So the Lord Himself became our model.
当我们饶恕到一个什么样的一个地步呢？
He wants us to forgive to an extent.
是主怎么饶恕了我们？
Just as how the Lord forgave us.
我们也要怎样来饶恕人？
So we also will forgive one another.
在圣经里面看见主教导我们要彼此相爱。
The Lord teaches us in the Bible that we should love one another.
在约翰福音三章是主给我们的一个新的命令。
In John chapter 13 verse 34, the Lord says, I give you a new commandment.
叫我们彼此相爱。
That He wants us to love one another.
那我们应当怎么样来彼此相爱呢？
How do we love one another?
爱到一个什么样的程度呢？
To what extent shall we love one another?
告诉我们说，我怎样爱你们。
The Lord says, How I love you.
你们也要怎样相爱。
So you also love one another.
也就是说，主他自己就是这个榜样。
So the Lord Himself is the example.
他把这个生命来赐给我们。
He will give us this life.
因为在我们里面，我们没有什么爱，说我们可以这样子来彼此相爱。
Within us, there's no such love that we can love one another.
但是主把这个爱赐给我们。
But yet the Lord gave us such love.
他爱我们，为我们舍了他的自己。
He loves us and gave Himself for us.
他爱我们，为我们付最重的代价。
He loves us and paid the highest price.
这个爱是牺牲的爱。
And that love is a sacrificial love.
这个爱是不窒息的爱。
And that love without fail.
这个爱是爱我们爱到底的爱。
And that's love to the end.
这是主的爱充满在我们的里面。
And such love fills in our heart.
主说，我怎样爱你们，你们也要怎样彼此相爱。
So the Lord says, just as how I have loved you, you love one another.
在罗马书十五章讲到说，你们要彼此接纳。
And in Romans chapter 15, verse 7 says, receive one another.
我们如何来彼此接纳？
How do we receive? How do we accept one another?
在什么程度里面我们来彼此接纳？
What extent we receive one another?
他讲到说，如同基督接纳你们一样。
Just as Christ has received you.
像基督怎么接纳我们？
Just as how Christ has received us.
那我们还像如同如蛆的人一样。
As we were still warm.
我们的主就爱我们。
The Lord loved us.
他接纳我们。
And He accepted us.
没有条件的。
Without any condition.
他不是说看你比较好，他来接纳。
He did not accept us because we were good.
我们这般人主他接纳我们。
The Lord accepted us.
他说如同基督接纳你们一样。
The scripture says, just as Christ has received you.
是荣耀给神。
And then glory to God.
以弗所书四章三十二节讲到说要以恩慈相待。
Ephesians chapter 4 verse 32 says, be kind to one another.
本怜悯的心彼此饶恕。
And tender hearted, forgiving one another.
如同神在基督里饶恕你们一样。
Even as God in Christ forgave you.
当我们的主为我们钉在十字架上。
When our Lord was crucified on the cross,
四周有多少的人在耻笑他？
Many people were mocking him around him.
你若是神的儿子，你可以跳下来。
If you are the Son of God, jump off the cross.
这些钉他十字架的人，
those who crucified him,
这些喊着说除掉他、除掉他的人，
those people cry out, away with him, away with him.
当我们的主在十字架看见这么多在他面前这样的顶撞、讥笑他。
The Lord look at those who are mocking and insulting him.
你说父啊，赦免他们。
The Lord says, Father, forgive them.
因为他们所做的，他们不知道。
Because they do not know what they do.
今天我们想到说，彼此包容，彼此饶恕。
Because today we think about forgiving and bearing with each other.
今天主不是来要求我们，好像另外给我们一个命令说，我们必须要来做得到。
The Lord is not giving us a demand, a commandment that we have to reach out to. When we read the scripture, we marvel.
我们彼此相爱，是主他这么爱我们，我们应当怎么样彼此
相爱。
We love one another because God so loved us.
有新的命令，因为我们得着的是一个新的生命。
We have this new commandment because we have received a new life.
我们要彼此接纳，如同基督接纳我们一样。
We ought to accept one another just as Christ accepted us.
我们要彼此饶恕，像主怎么饶恕了我们，我们也应当彼此饶恕。
We ought to forgive one another just as the Lord has forgiven us.
这个是主所赐给我们的生命。
And this is the life, the new life the Lord gave us.
当我们活在这个生命里面
，As we live in this life,
我们就觉得说里面何等的滋润，何等的满足。
We felt so nourished and satisfied.
因为我们和主的生命那样的一致，让他从我们里面能够活出来。
That we live in harmony with the Lord's life, and that we can live out this new life.
好像我们在这里交通，彼此包容，彼此饶恕。
This morning we're sharing with you.Bearing with each other and forgiving each other.
包容是讲到爱的遮盖。
To bear is to cover it with love.
爱的接纳。
Is to accept with love.
也说到了爱里面的成全。
And also to edify in love.
我们一起来读一下以弗所书第四章。
Let's read Ephesians chapter 4
together. 二节和第三节。
Verses 2 and 3.
以弗所书第四章二节和三节。
Ephesians chapter 4 verses 2 and 3.
我们一起来读。
Let's read together.
凡事谦虚、温柔、忍耐、有爱心、互相宽容、用和平彼此联络、竭力保守圣灵所赐合而为一的心。这边讲到说竭力保守圣灵里的一。
Here, verse 3 says, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace.
讲到说用爱心互相宽容。
And then to bear with one another in love.
那这个包容呢，不是一个放纵。
And this bearing is not to indulge.
很多的时候，我们认识我们的神，他恨罪。
We know that our God hates sin.
但是我们的神却是爱罪的。
But yet our God loves sinners.
也是要我们在爱心的里面互相宽容。
The Lord wants us to bear with one another in love.
要我们彼此包容。
So that we will bear with each other.
当我们在教会的里面
we are in the church,
我们怎么样能够看见在基督的身体当中
how can we, see the body of Christ?
很像我们彼此相爱
how can we love one another?
那这个爱在彰显的时候
as this love is manifested,
他讲到说互相的宽容彼此的容忍
as this love is manifested, we will see forbearing with each other.
但是我们却发现在这个爱的里面在这个宽容的当中可以等一下讲到彼此的成全
And then in such love we get to edify each other
那我们曾经认识一位姊妹她是有一个个性好像是嫉恶如仇的
And then I used to know a sister she has a character she's very self-righteous
很多的时候当她看见弟兄姊妹身上有一些问题的时候她讲话是非常直的
And then she hatesSo whenever she sees a shortcoming of some brother or sister, she can be very forthright and bold.
她也喜欢这个话讲到说要用爱心说诚实的话。
And she likes to use this verse that we ought to speak the truth in love.
她特别注重那个诚实话。
So she emphasizes on this, we have to speak the truth.
但是后来发现说很多人被她一说，好像情况并没有什么改变，很多人就不见了。
And then she discovered that as she confronted other people, turns out, and then they start disappearing from church.
后来有一次我们一起在交通。
Once we were having fellowship together.
然后我们就讲到说，今天是的，有时候我们看见弟兄姊妹身上他们有一些的问题。
Yes, as we often see problems in brothers and sisters' life.
好像说你在他身上看见了一个像个瘤一样，长了一个瘤。
As you see a tumor.On his body.
那我们都恨不得赶快把这个问题、把这个瘤把它除掉。
So we wish that we can just cut off that tumor.
但是有些时候，拿了一把菜刀啊，哇，就这么一进去，就把那个瘤给挖出来了。
But oftentimes we just bring over a kitchen knife and just cut off the tumor.
使得那个瘤被挖掉了。
Yes, we did cut off the tumor.
但是这个人也没有活下来。
This person did not live.
因为我们讲到说今天是的当我们看见一些问题的时候我们也是嫉恶如仇我们也是真的是恨罪的
Yes, we too hate sin as we see problems
那神叫我们看见 今天这个刀不是一把菜刀，应该是一个外科手术的刀。
But the Lord showed us that we should not bring forth a kitchen knife, but a surgeon's knife.
看一个外科手术的医生，他有多少的训练，有多少的学习，有多少他需要注意的事情。
And it takes a lot of learning and training for a surgeon to operate.
上个月我们家老二，大人打得太长了，去开的刀把上面骨头切掉一段，然后把它接上去。
Last month, my second daughter had an operation surgery that she, her jaw, lower jaw was too long, so she, they had to cut up part of the jaw and then move it back.
对医生来讲，他说我们这是一个很大的手术啊，当天我们这个几个小时做完就回家了。
To the surgeon, it was not a big deal, and then on the operation lasted for several hours, and we get to go home.
可是为了一个手术之前有好长时间的预备。
And then we had to go through a long time of preparation before the surgery.
然后要跟他谈过，然后有好多预备的工作验血都做完了。你看医生做的时候要非常的小心啊。
And then we have gone through a long period of consultation and preparation, and the doctor, the surgeon has to be very careful during operation.
今天当我们看见一个弟兄姊妹，他身上的不完全，或者甚至有一些的污点。
So as we see some of blemish or imperfection on the brother or sister.
若是我们单单是想说，我必须来对付他身上的问题。
If we simply think that we ought to deal with that problem,
我们发现说，常常那个结果为什么不是很好
？And we discover oftentimes the result is not as good as we expect.
因为我们需要知道，今天我们所面对的不是这个问题，他身上那个有罪的情况。
We have to realize that today we are not simply facing that particular sin or that particular problem.
还是我们看见这一位是神的儿女。
But we have to see that this is a child of God.
我们的父付了重价所买回来的。
And the Lord has paid a big price to purchase this person.
这位是我们的同伴。
And this is our companion.
是我们的肢体。
And our member in the body.
而我们需要付上多少的祷告。
And we have to pay, we have to put up a lot of prayer.
而我们可以和他来分享，和他来交通。
That we can have fellowship with.
当一个弟兄姊妹要从软弱里面出来，
叫
我们付怎么样的代价陪着他一同来走过这段艰难的路。
We have to pay a price to walk alongside with him or her.
如果是我们在爱的里面没有这样的一个容忍，
If we cannot bear in love,
今天我们常常所看见的，真的好讨厌这个问题那个问题。
Then we will only see grievances or annoyances here and there.
但是我们看见。告诉我们说，用爱心互相宽容。
And yet the Lord says, bear with each other in love.
我们需要认识彼此在包容的里面，我们才有可能在爱中来说诚实话。
Only with the forbearance we can speak the truth in love.
在林前十二章二十三节。
In First Corinthians chapter 12 verse 23.
他讲到说，身上肢体我们看为不体面的，越发给他加上体面。
It says, and those members of the body which we think to be less honorable are these we bestow greater honor.
他说不俊美的越发得着俊美。
And the presentable parts of greater modesty.
这实在是一个非常美的一个情形。
It's such a beautiful picture.
那越是不体面的。
The more dishonor.
他讲到说
less honorable.
越发给他加上体面。
We ought to bestow greater honor.
那这天我们常常看见不体面的人，可能就不太喜欢他。
And yet, when we see some less honorable, we don't like them as much.
我们喜欢那个体面的，喜欢那个俊美的。
We like to be with those who are honorable and presentable.
但是，让我们认识到说，今天我们在一个身体的里面。
And yet, the Lord shows us that we are in one body.
我们是没有一个肢体是可少的。
Not even not one member is dispensable.
每一个都是很重要的。
Everyone is important.
对不体面的要特别给他加上体面。
So those who are not as honorable, give them more honor.
你们就是基督的身子，并且各自做肢体。
Because you are the body of Christ, and each one an individual member.
每一位都是那么的重要。
Everyone is very important.
也许我们看我们自己也是不起眼的，也是不体面的。
Maybe we don't think we're honorable or presentable.
但是在神的家，每一位都是重要的。
But in God's house, everyone is important.
有时候我很喜欢那种贴的一个牌子哈，达到施工中顶多原谅。
I like to see a sticker that's under construction. Please bear with me.
Under construction， 我很想说，在我身上也贴一个哈，正在施工中。
And I like to wear such sign too. I'm still under construction.
就是在我身上有好多不完全的地方。
Many imperfection on me.
但是今天若是我们能够看见神的工程现在正在施工。
But if we see that God's work is still under construction, this is so precious.
这个施工中有很多不方便的地方。
Yes, there are many inconveniences while under construction.
还有很多干净的，还有很多灰尘，还有很多的工具都放在这个地方。
There may be much dust, many tools lying around.
我想，在一般人这边在施工的时候，大家来看也都有体会。
I'm sure when this building was under construction, we all understood.
现在你看多么的美好。
But now look at this building, so beautiful.
也许今天，就我们每一位神的儿女，我们也知道我们都是不完全的。
I know every single one of us, we know that we're not perfect.
我们身上都有很多的缺点。
We have many shortcomings in our lives.
我们看见别人，也可以看出好多好多的缺点。
And we can also pick a lot of shortcomings from other people's lives.
但是在神的家里面，我们能不能够彼此包容呢？
Can we bear with one another in God's house?
哇，我们必须看见一个点。
We have to see one thing.
这个我们都在施工中。
Yes, we're all under construction.
我们是神所拣选的。
We're chosen by God.
是神所耕种的田地。
We're the field of God's work.
是神所建造的房屋。
The house that God built.
因为我们的神，他建造的工程是正在进行。
So God's work is still under construction.
那这个工程今天在我们每一位神儿女的身上。
And this construction work is ongoing in every one of our lives.
正在工作。
And God is still at work.
正在经营，正在建造。
God is building. God is doing His work.
那我们从这个角度来看。
We view it from this angle.
我们的同伴，我们的肢体，我们看我们的肢体。
As we look at ourselves and our companions and our members.
我们里面。不再好像只是抱怨说，哎，你怎么身上有这个问题，他有那个问题，那个难处。
We will no longer complain about people's problems and issues.
我们看见的是神的工程正在建造。
But we see that God's work is still under construction.
我身上有好多不完全的地方。
There are many things that are not perfect in me.
但是我们可以感谢主。
But yet we can thank God.
他的恩典够我们用。
His grace is sufficient for us.
他站在我们的身上，在那里施工建造。
He's working.Our lives.
有好多雕削的工作，
there are many, works.
好多火炼的工作，
works of refinement.
也好多击打的工作。
Lot of beating and striking.
啊，今天主在我们身上，他要把他的旨意能够完成。
That He wants to fulfill His purpose in our lives.
今天我们讲到在神的家里面，我们怎么样彼此包容。
And so this morning, as we share how we bear with one another in God's house.
这个在施工中。有好多不方便的地点。
There are many things inconvenient for under construction.
但是确实非常的宝贵。
But yet they're precious.
一个还没有开工，跟我已经在施工，这两个差别是非常非常大的。
There's a vast difference between no work at all or a work under construction.
今天圣灵正在做人手所不能做的工作。
Today Holy Spirit is doing something that man's hands cannot do.
让我们看见神啊怎么样。在儿女们中间再来做建造的工程。
As how we, as we open our eyes and see God's work in His children.
我们有付出来的宝贵。
That we feel so precious.
都在施工中。
Everyone is under construction.
我何等的渴望，真的是让这个工程能够完成。
That we long to see the completion of this work.
让我们在神家的里面，我们互相做肢体。
Because we are members of each other.
我们能够彼此来成全。
Edify one another.
这个是包容都要达到的一个目的。
So this is the purpose of bearing with one another.
这个包容里面也讲到许多的人容忍。
And as we bear with one another, we have to be patient.
但是我们看见神的旨意。
But yet as we see God's will,
我们可以看见那个标杆。
We can see the goal and the finish.
我们看见在基督里面的那个荣耀的盼望。
And we see the glorious hope in Christ Jesus.
今天只有许多不完全。
Yes, today we see imperfection.
到了那一天，神的工作必定会完成的。
But on that day, God's work will be finished.
金妇要装饰整齐。
And that the bride will be undressed.
整个荣耀借着他的教会要彰显出来。
And God's glory will be manifested through His church.
到那一天，所有的工作必定会完成。
On that day, all the work will be done.
可是今天，我们看见正在施工中。
But today we are all under construction.
我们彼此接纳。
And accept one another.
彼此包容。
And bear with each other.
我们彼此成全。
And edify one another.
那不体面的，特别给他加上体面。
To those less honorable, give them more honor.
那不俊美的，要特别给他加上俊美。
And to those unpresentable, give them more modesty.
因为这个我们在一个身体的里面。
Because we are all in one body.
我们乃是互相做肢体的。
So that we are members for each other.
我们讲到彼此包容
，as we bear each other。
另外，他讲到说彼此饶恕
，we also learn to forgive each other。
有人形容到什么是这个饶恕
？What is forgiveness？
他讲到说，当你的一只脚啊，有的时候你踩到路旁的一个小花
，and then someone described it as when you step on a flower by the roadside。
他说这个小花被你踩了以后，它并没有发出怨言来。
And being stepped by you, this little flower did not complain.
反而呢，它在你的脚底上留下了一些的香味。
But then this flower leaves some fragrance on the bottom of your shoe.
当初告诉我们说，你们要彼此饶恕。
As the Lord commands us to forgive each other.
他说我怎么饶恕了你们，你们也要怎么样饶恕人。
Says forgive one another just as I have forgiven you.
在马太福音六章四节十五节
In Matthew chapter 6 verses 14 and 15
说你们饶恕人的过犯
If you forgive men their trespasses
你们的天父也必饶恕你们的过犯
Your heavenly father will also forgive you
给我们一个好大的应许啊我们饶恕人的过犯天父也必饶恕我们的过犯
The Lord gives us such a great promise that if you forgive men and their trespasses Your heavenly Father will also forgive you.
相反的来讲，你们不饶恕人的过犯。
Yet on the other hand, if you do not forgive men their trespasses,
你们的天父也必不饶恕你们的过犯。
Neither will your Father forgive your trespasses.
在路加六章三十七节。
In Luke chapter 6 verse 20.
你们
7,
不要论断人。
It says, judge not.
就不被论断。
And you shall not be judged.
你们不要定人的罪。
Condemn not.
就不被定罪 你们要饶恕人 就必蒙饶恕
you will be forgiven.
那这个饶恕它原文讲到释放
And, the original text of this means that to set free
很多的时候当我们不饶恕人的时候
oftentimes when we refuse to forgive
好像有一个捆绑把我们捆绑住了
seems that we're being bound by something
不饶恕人的好像是在做监牢一样
Those who refuse to forgive will be like in a prison
没有办法得到释放
That cannot be set free
因为问题不在于别人的身上
Now the problem does not lie on other people
但问题就在我们自己的身上
Oftentimes the problem is on us
我们自己把自己捆绑起来了
Because we find ourselves
就那个苦毒那个不饶恕或是一直存在我们里面
If we keep this unforgiveness or this bitterness within us
我们就一直受这个辖制和捆绑。
We'll continue to be bound, to be bound by it.
有一次我去看望一位老姊妹。
But I went to visit an elderly sister.
她就讲到有人说了几句话，让她非常的受伤。
She told me some criticized her and really very hurt her.
她讲到说人怎么样这样子说她，看不起她。
She said someone just criticized her and despised her.
她每天她讲的时候，真的是。我那个伤心，我那个眼泪，哇！我也很同情她。
That day, she told me she was in great pain, and then she was in tears. I had a lot of sympathy for her.
我想说，这个人怎么可以讲这样的话，让你这么受伤呢
How can someone say something to hurt you like this?
后来过了一阵子，后来我问她说：“老姊妹啊，这到底是什么时候发生的事情？”
And then after a while, I asked, "So elderly sister, when did this happen?"
她说：“都三十年前了。”
Said 30 years ago.
三十年前了。
What? 30 years ago?
那个人不知道在哪里去了。
You don't even know where this person is now.
今天他提到这个伤，里面还是那么的新鲜。
But today, whenever she mentioned about this hurt, the pain is so fresh.
那个 假装在那里伤心，在那里哭，他是很真实的。
She's not pretending to be sad or crying. It was real for her.
可是她里面没有饶恕。
That means that she did not forgive.
对，她就一直背着这个痛苦。
So she continued to bear this burden.
她就一直被这个捆绑住。
And that just continued to bind her.
每一次想到这个，她的反应都是非常的难过痛苦。
Every time she thinks about this, her reaction is always full of pain.
弟兄姊妹，主给我们一个这么大的应许。
But yet, brothers and sisters, the Lord gave us such a great promise.
我们饶恕人，我们的父就必饶恕我们。
If you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will forgive you also.
你们饶恕人，就必饶恕。他这边讲到说，我们就必得着释放。
Forgive and you will be forgiven. In other words, you will be set free.
就叫我们从不饶恕的捆绑里面得着释放。
God wants us to be free from the bondBoundage of unforgiveness.
告诉我们他怎么饶恕我们，我们也要怎么样彼此饶恕。
So、the Lord says, "Forgive us, just as I have forgiven you."
我把他的生命赐给我们。
The Lord has given us His life.
他在十字架怎么饶恕我们
？Just as how He forgave us on the cross.
哇，赦免他们。
He says, "Father, forgive them."
今天我们每一次来到神的面前，我们都知道我们得蒙饶恕。
Every time we come before God now, we know that we are forgiven.
但是今天主他怎么饶恕了我们？他说我们也要怎么样彼此饶恕。
The Lord says, just as I have forgiven you, forgive each other.
这所有的事情主已经为我们做成了。
Because the Lord has done everything for us.
也许真的在我们天然生里面有好多我们觉得很难去饶恕的。
Yes, there may be many things that are hard for us to forgive.
可是我们想一想，真的就在我们的身上。还不是那个老姊妹的身上，就在我们里面还有多少是我们不能饶恕的？
This does not just happen to the elderly sister. There are many things probably in our lives that we cannot forgive.
也许已经过了好几年了。
Maybe it's been many years.
过了好长的日子了。
For a long time.
但是我们一想到我们还有一个痛。
But whenever we think about it, we can still feel the pain.
还有一个伤。
There's still a wound.
还有一个捆绑，我们不愿意得着释放。
There's still a bondage that we do not want to be set free from.
今天主要把他的生命赐给我们，叫我们得着释放。
But today God wants to give us His life so that we can be set free.
今天我们活着不需要我们自己在那里苦苦的靠我们自己来活。
Today we do not have to strive to live on our own.
我们觉得我好难去。饶恕。
You may say it's so hard for me to forgive.
有的时候我们就算饶恕了，你发现说你很难去忘记。
Oftentimes, even if we forgive, we cannot forget.
对，有人讲说这个 forgive 还要 forget.
So people say not only that you have to forgive, but you also have to forget.
但是我们饶恕，可能是我们可以来做这样的一个拣选。
Yes, we probably can make a choice to forgive.
但是呢，叫你忘记，这必须是神的恩典。
It is by God's grace if we can forget.
在圣经里面，我们看见说，约瑟他被他几个哥哥们啊，把他卖到埃及去做了奴隶。
In the Bible, we see that Joseph was betrayed by his brothers and became a slave.
我们都很熟悉他所经过的。
We're all very familiar with his story.
但是约瑟他饶恕他的哥哥们。
But yet Joseph forgave his brothers.
后来神赐给他两个儿子。
Then later on, God gave him two sons.
第一个叫做马拿西。
He named the first son Manasseh.
马拿西的意思呢，就是神使我忘了。
But the, which means that God has made me forget. Will forget.
第二个呢，儿子呢，叫做以法莲。
The second son's name is Ephraim.
那讲到说，真是他在受苦之地能够昌盛。
That God has caused him to prosper in the land of affliction.
当约瑟他愿意靠着神的恩典
As, Joseph was willing by God's grace
他拣选他愿意饶恕他的哥哥们
And he chose to forgive his brothers
神的恩典让他忘掉那些不愉快的事情
And God's grace caused him to forget about these bad things
他是一个真正的饶恕从里面真实的饶恕
So that is a true forgiveness A forgiveness came from Within.
然后他能够经历到那个昌盛，得着神的自己成为他的丰富。
So that he can experience prosperity and abundance of God's life.
兄姊妹，今天神让我们得着释放。
Today God wants us to be free.
不叫有任何事情在我们的里面，任何的人在我们的里面， 来将我们成为一个捆绑。
God does not want anyone or anything to bind us.
主怎么样饶恕的我们
？Just as how the Lord forgave us.
我们也应当彼此饶恕。
Let's forgive one another.
让我们住在基督的里面。
As we do it in the Lord.
让主的生命从里面活出来。
And that the life of Christ lives from within us.
让我宣告说，现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着。
As we proclaim that it is no longer I that lives, but the Christ that lives within me.
我们默祷在我们里面的基督，那个饶恕是没有止境的。
As we come in touch with the Christ that lives within us, the forgiveness is without end.
我们默祷在我们里面的主，他没有那种受伤的感觉。
Because the Lord that lives within us does not feel any feeling of injury or wound.
别人可以耻笑他。
Yes, people may mock him.
有没有改变？
But it will not impact or affect his great love.
人可以定他十字架。
Yet men may crucify him.
主里面仍然祈求父王赦免他。
But yet the Lord still pray for them and Father forgive them.
这样的一个爱，这样的一个饶恕。
It is such love and forgiveness.
以前我们能够被买回来，我们回到神的家，能够来到神的面前。
So that we can be purchased today and come back to God's house and live before God.
让我们看见说这样的一个生命他已经赐给我们。
The Lord wants us to see that He has given us such love, such a life.
来饶恕我们。
And that this is how He forgave us.
当我们在遇到别人对我们的态度，遇到别人对我们所说的话
，As we are offended by other people's attitudes or words,
我们从主的生命里面，我们摸到。这一所有的环境的当中，就是主让我们能够饶恕，能够得到释放。
Yet let's realize that God wants to forgive and be free, be set free from all of these circumstances.
在马太十八章里面，有一天彼得他来到耶稣那里，他问主说：“主啊，我弟兄得罪我，我应当饶恕几次呢？”
In the Bible, in Matthew chapter 18, it describes that Peter came to the Lord and asked.Lord, how often should my brother sin against me and I forgive him?
在犹太人的观念里面，饶恕三次应该已经是到了这个最顶点了，最多了。
The Jews to forgive three times is about the best you can do.
那天彼得他讲到说，饶恕七次可以吗
？That day Peter says up to seven times is that okay?
我想他讲到七次，那已经是比犹太人观念里面就多了好多了。
But actually, seven times is more than double.
我想我们自己也都知道，饶恕了一次、两次已经非常非常不容易了。
We all know that it's already hard to forgive once or twice.
有人来讲饶恕三次，我想这已经是到顶了，非常不容易的。
Forgive three times is about the best any human can do.
有人讲说这个三次就要出局了哈。
嗯，
讲到说七次
，that person get a strikeout.
那主耶稣对他说。不是七次，乃是到七十个七次。
But yet the Lord says, not seven times, but 70 times 7.
那我们大家就会算一算，那七十个七次，那应该就是490次，是不是
？So you're probably doing your math. Okay, 70 times 7, that's 490 times.
但是无论是七次，无论是490次
，whether it's 7 times or 470 times, 490 times,
想到的还是这个。多少次数的问题
？So we might still think about the numbers.
七次很难了，490次那当然是更难了。
Seven times is already very hard, and 490 times is even harder.
但是主在下面呢，他就开始解释，到底是什么是他的意思，讲到说70个7次的饶恕。
But the Lord, went on further to explain what he meant by 70 times 7.
下面他就讲到一个天国，好像一个王。要来和他的仆人们算账。
So he gave a parable. The kingdom is like the kingdom of heaven is like the king came back to keep account with his.
那有人带了一个人
来 ，with his slaves.
带了一个人来，那个人是欠了1000万两的银子。
And then so one person brought a person, and this person owed 10,000 talents.
这么多啊！那这个人被带到王的面前。
So that is a lot of money, and this person is brought before the king.
他没有什么可以偿还的东西。
And he had nothing to pay back.
那王吩咐把他的妻子、儿子
切所有的都卖了来偿还。
So the king commanded that everything he has, his wife, his children, be sold in order to pay back the debt.
这个人呢，他匍匐在那个主人面前。
So this person prostrate before the king.
他说：“主啊，宽容我。
The Lord forgive me.
将来呢，我都要偿还。
I will pay you back in the future.”
这个主人他动了慈心。
But this master had compassion.
他就释放了他，而且免了他的债。
So he set him free and canceled his debt.
他免了多少的债？
How much debt did he cancel?
1000万银子
10,000 talents、
等到这个仆人他得到释放，他的债全部变免了。
So after this person is set free and his debt canceled,
他到外面去。
So he went out.
他碰见了一个同伴。
And then he saw his companion.
这个同伴欠他10两银子。
And this companion owed him 100 denarii.
这个仆人呢，他就把他同伴怎么样，揪着他，掐着他的脖子。
So he seized his companion and choked him.
他告诉他说：“你把欠我的都要还给我。”
Says, "Pay me back everything that you owe me."
那个人也在那里求，求你宽容我。
And this person also did the same thing. He begged for his forgiveness.
跟他妈妈好像一样的，将来我会还清的。
He said exactly the same thing that I will pay you back in the future.
但是这个妇人却是不肯。
But yet this person would not do that.
把他下在监的里面，只等到他要还清了所有欠的债。
So he pays me back every single penny.
他有一些出现了，他心里就忧愁。
So some heard of the story and that grieved him.
把这件事情去告诉那个主人。
So they reported back to the master.
这个主人听见了，他就非常的生气。
And that this master was greatly angry.
在18:33说，你不应当连续你的同伴。当我连续你吗？
He says, shouldn't you have compassion for your companion just as I have compassion?
这个主人就大怒，把他交给掌席的，等他还清了所有的。
So this, the master was greatly angered and gave him to the prisoner until he paid back everything.
当主讲完了那个70个7次。
After the Lord said 70 times 7.
当我们看见，还不是一个次数的问题。
He further on to show that.Not about number.
但是今天这个仆人他欠了1000万银子。
But yet this servant owed 10,000 talents.
他今天得着了赦免。
But yet he had forgiveness.
所有的债都免了。
And all of his debts canceled.
但是他碰见了另外一个欠他10两银子。
But yet as he met his companion who owed him 10 denarii.
他就不让他过去。
10 denarii.
He would not let him go. 18:35说，你们个人若不从心里饶恕你的弟兄，我天父也要这样待你们了。
So Matthew chapter 18 verse 33 says, So my heavenly Father also will do to you if each of you from his heart will not forgive his brother his trespass.
要我们看见不是多少次数的问题。
So the Lord wants to show us it's not about how many times.
今天我们说饶恕人。
Today, as we talk about forgiveness,
首先我们要知道我们是蒙饶恕的人。
We have to realize that, first of all, we are forgiven.
我们欠主何止千万。
How much we owe the Lord more than 10,000 talents.
赦免了我们。
The Lord has forgiven us.
赦免了我们一切的债。
He has canceled all our debts.
他付了重价，成为我们的代替。
Paid a big price for us.
弟兄姊妹，可是今天好像我们遇到别人欠我们不过是几两。
But yet today, as we see our companions who owe us like 100 denarii.
若是我们像这个恶仆人一样，我们放在里面，我们不肯让人家过去。
But if we are like this evil servant who would not set his friend free.
难道说，若是我们自己已经蒙了这么大的怜恤
？We have received such great compassion from.
我们却不认识。
But yet we do not know.
我们却不去怜恤别人。
And that we would not show compassion to others.
我们天上的神，他的心是怎么样来感觉的
？How would our heavenly Father feel?
就像这个主人一样。
Just like this master.
他听见了以后，他就大怒。
As he heard about this story, he was very angry.
就我们再来思想到说，今天神的话告诉我们，好像我们饶恕人，我们天上的父他就必饶恕我们。
So we keep on thinking, pondering upon the Lord's word. As we forgive, we will be forgiven.
今天讲的不是一个条件的交换。
We're not talking about a trade, a condition, a exchange.
但是我们今天需要来摸着我们的神，他的心到底是怎么样。
So we ought to come in touch with our Father's heart.
而我们的神，他乐意来饶恕我们。
God is so willing to forgive us.
讲到说，在基督里面饶恕我们。
Yes, forgive us in Christ.
讲到说，主怎么饶恕我们
？That's how the Lord forgive us.
我们的神，他又不是随随便便就叫我们就说饶恕。
God did not just casually or easily forgive us without any price.
他为着我们死了他独生的爱子。
For our sins, He paid His price. The Son of God.
我们的主，他为着我们死了他的自己。
For us, the Lord has given His Today the Lord has returned back to us in the form of Holy Spirit. And today God has given us precious life. So today we can say, forgive one another. Because the origin comes from God.
主怎么饶恕我们，我们也应当怎么样。
Just as the Lord has forgiven us, we can forgive one another.
若是我们只想说，那这个标准实在太高了，主怎么饶恕我们？若是我们只是看见说，你的要求是太高了，我们也当怎样彼此饶恕
？If we only focus on the command, we might think this is such a high standard. How can we forgive like the Lord has forgiven?
我们觉得，那我永远也做不到。
We might think I can never reach that goal.
但是弟兄姊妹，当我们认识到说，那这一个是一个主他的生命。怎么样来饶恕的？他已经赐给我们了。
But we have to recognize that the Lord has given us this life, the life that forgives.
不同相处说，你们要怎么样彼此相爱？像我怎么样爱你们，你们也要怎么样彼此相爱。
As the Lord says, love one another just as I have loved you.
我们应何等的感谢我们的主。
How we thank our Lord.
用他的生命赐给我们。
Has given us His life.
这个生命是爱的生命。
That life is a life of love.
生命里面充满了包容接纳。
And the life is full of forbearing and acceptance.
这生命里面真的看见神所要完成的，在我们里面愿意在主的里面彼此来成全。
As we see how God is going to accomplish His work, then we are willing to identify each other.
这个生命叫我们能够彼此饶恕。
And that life enables us to forgive one another.
当我们愿意饶恕人的时候，
As we are willing to forgive one another,
我们自己先得到了释放。
And we ourselves will be set free first.
从那个苦毒，从那个痛苦的捆绑当中，用什么？我们先得到了释放。
And we will be set free from the bondage of pain and suffering.
是基督的生命来释放我们。
So the life of Christ will set us free.
让我们真的不为自己来活。
So that we will no longer live for ourselves.
没有什么能够叫我们里面好像为难过不去的。
So nothing will cause us to struggle and not be free.
没有什么把我们不能放下的。
There's nothing that can cause us not to let go.
没有一个伤是太大我们的主不能来医治的。
There's no wound that is too great our God cannot heal.Because He has given us His life.
今天我们来认识彼此包容，彼此饶恕。
Because today we learn to bear with one another and to forgive one another.
这个是叫我们今天和神的性情能够有份。
So that we can become partaker of God's divine nature.
今天不是在我们里面经过这件事那件事，我做了这个，我做了那个。
Today is not about what we do this thing, we do that.
当我们和我们的主来相会
，But as we meet our Lord，
我们遇见这位爱我们的主
，We meet the Lord who loves us，
他这样子包容我们
，And then He bears with us，
他这样的饶恕我们
，He forgives us，
他是这样的来爱我们
，And He loves us so。
用这个，当我们被我们的主他充满在我们的里面
，We are being filled with the Lord，
我们里面有一个生命，就是主的生命。
That we have a life within us that is the life of Christ.
是超过我们天然所有的软弱。
That that life will surpass all the weaknesses of our natural self.
能够胜过仇敌所有的工作,
and will overcome and surpass all the works of the devil.
这个生命要从我们里面能够出来,
and this life will come forth from within us.
因为主已经为我们死了,
because the Lord has died for us.
一粒麦子已经落在地里死了, 今天结出了许多的子粒来。
A grain of wheat has already fallen to the ground and died, and so now today it will bear many fruits. And God wants to obtain us to be His witnesses.
到底这位神他是怎么样的一位神?
So exactly what kind of God is our God?
世界上的人可能他们不认识,
the world does not know God.
他的生命从神儿女身上彰显出来,
but yet His life can be manifested from children of God.
地上的人他们就会稀奇, 他们就会认识,
and the world may wonder and will know.
我们彼此相爱, 世界上的人他会认出我们是主的门徒。
As we love one another, the people of the world will recognize that we are His disciples.
我们彼此饶恕，像主怎么饶恕我们，我们也怎么样彼此饶恕。
We will forgive each other just as the Lord has forgiven us.
今天主的生命在我们身上能够有一个一点，它能够彰显，它能够流露出来。
So that we will become a channel for God's life to flow from us and to be manifested.
今天神的旨意必定会完成。
God's work and His purpose will for sure fulfill.
他正在工作在我们每一位的身上,
He's still doing His work in our lives.
正在成全在他教会的里面,
and He's edifying His church now.
这是荣耀的教会,
this is the glorious church.
这是基督的身体,
the body of Christ.
今天我们每一位都在其中, 我们互相做支持,
and every one of us is in this body and we are members of each other.
让我们摸着这样的一个生命, 我们彼此包容,
God wants us to live in such life so that we can forgive one another and bear with each other. And we will edify one another. This is God's heart. And then God wants us to obtain it. Let's have a prayer before the Lord.
来到你面前，我们的心真是满了感谢。
Lord, as we come before you, our hearts are full of thanksgiving.
你在十字架为我们受死。
died for us on the cross.
He
gave His life for us. He paid a high price to purchase us for you.
我们都欠你千万,
we owe you so much.
你叫我们知道我们是一个蒙爱的儿女,
today, help us to know that we are beloved children.
我们真是蒙了你的饶恕,
we receive forgiveness from you.
你也把这个生命放在我们的里面,
so that you have given us such life.
哦，真的叫我们能够彼此相爱,
that we can love one another.
切实彼此相爱,
we truly indeed love one another.
让我们彼此接纳,
we will receive one another.
让我们彼此包容,
and we will bear with each other.
彼此成全,
edify one another.
彼此饶恕,
forgive one another.
叫我们真的在你生命的里面, 我们来跟随你的旨意,
so that we will follow your will in your life.
我们的心赞美我们的救主,
Lord, we praise you and thank you, our Savior.
这些日子用你的爱充满在你的家中,
fill your love in your house,
把这里满了你的荣耀,
so that this place will be filled with your glory,
满了你的膏油,
full of your anointing,
满了你的恩典,
and your grace,
让我们在这边看见, 满了你的昌盛,
that we can see prosperity and abundance.
我们祷告奉耶稣基督的名,
we pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen. Lastly, we'll sing the song, Make Me a Channel of Your Peace.
Thank you. 感谢神，今天让弟兄在我们中间释放这样的信息啊。我先代表教会有一些简单的这个报告。刚才杨俊弟兄在分享的时候讲到，我们中国有这个很多的第一啊，其中一个是我们是中国是非洲的最大的这个所谓的贸易伙伴。刚才杨弟兄有讲到，西方宣教士也把这个宣教的意向传给我们。也许我们不能够去做宣教士，但是我们可以有一个机会啊，可以把我们我们的对这些非洲人这些或者是回教的这些人来表示我们对他们的爱。每年到这个时候啊，这个Samaritan Purse 这个机构会办一个叫做送希特礼物的这个活动。
Every year the Good Samaritan Purse this is Operation Christmas Child。
也这是一个机会，让我们可以把一些礼物经过这个机构送给世界上一些比较贫穷或者发展中国家的这些小孩子们。
That through this organization we can share some gifts with children in third world or developing countries。
也让他们可以从借着这些礼物，让他们能够感受到神对他们的爱。如果说弟兄姐妹你们有准备好这个盒子的话，你可以把这些鞋盒子带来，摆在外面的这十字架底下。或者是你可以把这些盒子带到教会办公室来交流，办公室可以负责转交。
Or you can give to someone in the church office.
每一个盒子，请你附上一张支票，献给 Samaritan Purse.
Please include a check payable to Samaritan Purse.
7块钱，这是付这个运费。
For $7 to cover the transportation.
好，下一个。今天下午1:15有儿童主日学的这个一个 presentation。请所有的这个有小孩子在儿童主日学的家长，还有儿童主日老师，请你们来参加。
We ask all the children's Sunday school teachers and parents to please attend.
这个礼拜五是基督徒生活论坛。
This Friday evening we will have Christian Life Forum.
有四个不同的讲座，包括了其中一个为青少年预备的。
We have four forums, including one is for the youth.
请大家都来参加。
We invite everyone to.
也请邀请你的亲戚朋友们来参加。
Please invite your friends and family to attend.
下一个 please. 我们教会的这个一般专项的这个奉献哈，十月份到现在已经收到19,849块。
Our financial report, we have received $19,000 for the general fund for the building fund. We received
$5,500
for the building fund. Please remember our financial needs in your prayers.
这是好消息啊。
Okay, good news.
David 在哪里？
Where's David?
请站起来好不好？Irene 还有
Irene
好，恭喜他们，11月21号举行婚礼。
They're getting married on November 21st.
所以他们很诚挚的邀请所有的弟兄姐妹一起来参加。
They sincerely invite all brothers and sisters to please come.
要不要 focus 到他们身上？OK， 这个是神的恩典啊，这个 video camera 是礼拜五才移到这边的。
So this is God's grace. We only set this up last Friday.
所以请大家留下时间啊，11月21号下午还有晚上的是banquet。
So please reserve the time on November 21st. please reserve the time, November 21st, the wedding will be in the afternoon and the banquet in the evening.
然后我想借着时间来欢迎今天第一次到我们中间的新朋友。 如果说你是今天第一次来，好不好？麻烦你站起来，我们起来欢迎你，好不好？今天第一次来，请你站起来，我们欢迎你。今天是我的第一次来，请你站起来。非常欢迎你，欢迎今天第一次来我们中间的新朋友。我抱歉，因为时间的关系，我不一一的介绍你们哈，请坐。我们聚会，我们家那个除了学解锁以后，阿姨也希望你们能够一起留下来。
我们一起进餐，让我们能够更加的认识你。So we're going to our Sunday school, and after Sunday school, there will be lunch, so that we get to know you.
好，我们今天的主日崇拜就到这边，等一下是主日学的时间，希望大家都能够去参加主日学。
So this concludes our Sunday worship. Please go to your Sunday school classes.
愿神祝福每一个人。
May God bless everyone.